is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It is Friday, and every Friday at this time we bring you Good News Friday. Good News Friday is where we ask you to share with us some good news story from your world. Now, this can be the most trivial little thing, but for you, it's good news. Or it can be a major thing in your life, which for you is good news. We call it Good News Friday. And we want you to share your good news with us right now on 6797981. You can also text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98, and you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to that same number.
Good news Friday, Adrian, is that Bon Jovi is tomorrow, and as always, don't tell anyone.
Good news. Yes, Bon Jovi are, where are they, on the RDS? Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah, enjoy that if you're going to it. That's his good news. What is your good news? I have a pair of cinema passes for IMC Cinemas to give away for your good news. Okay, so text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, or better still, call Rachel on 6797 981. Terry, you're on 98FM. How are you, Terry?
I'm not too bad now, Adrian.
Good. Happy Friday, Terry. Terry, what is your good news?
Well, my good news is, after a bit of bad news, I locked my work vehicle keys in the side door of the van.
Oh, no.
And after an hour and 45 minutes waiting on the locksmith, I'm back on the road again.
Very good. So you were locked out of the van, and you can literally do nothing without being able to get into the van.
Yes, exactly.
And did you miss any jobs?
No, I just had to get on to them now.
All right, very good. And how much did the locksmith cost to get into your van?
€120.
Go away.
For 45 seconds work.
Wow. God, if only we all had that skill, then you wouldn't need to call him out.
That's it.
How much again? 100 and what?
€120.
Good God. And did he have to travel from far?
I don't know.
Right.
The bosses in my company rang him, so.
£120 for 45 seconds work. That's a great pay rate, isn't it?
Oh, it is, all right.
That's brilliant. Anyway, you're back on the road. Good news.
Back
Thanks very
road.
Much indeed, Terry. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, and share with us your good news. Luke is in Clonshock. Hi, Luke.
Hiya.
Now, Luke, what is your good news?
I lost my wallet there in Galway a few weeks ago, so I'm going down to get it and making a weekend out of it. They found it behind a couch in a nightclub, and they said, but if it went down any further, Bob the Builder would have had to get it.
Oh, right, okay. So it was just by complete fluke. So it must have been in your back pocket then, was it?
Yeah, but the good thing is I took my bank card out of it, so I still have that.
Oh, right. And so what's in the wallet?
Just my driving licence.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I haven't cancelled yet, so
makes
it even better.
All right, so not only are you getting your wallet back, which is great, you're also making a weekend out in my favourite city in Ireland. I love Galway.
Yeah, we'll make a weekend. We're staying in Ballybane.
Oh, very good. All right, well, have a great weekend. And it's good news that you got your wallet back. So how do they actually track you down?
They text me on... Well, I texted them on Facebook asking if they found a wallet, and they sent an automated message back saying that you can only ring a number or go in on a Thursday between certain times.
Right.
But then they sent me a text saying a couple of weeks, about 2 days before I was about to renew my license, saying that they found my wallet. So.
Ah, happy days. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's great news. And enjoy the weekend in Galway.
Thanks.
Good luck. Bye-bye. What is your good news? Call us right now, 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and send a WhatsApp voice note to that same number.
Good morning, lads. Good news Friday. My Apple TV remote control arrived this morning, the missus just informed me. So first world problems over, buddy. Thank you.
This was from yesterday's programme, or was it Wednesday, where we talked about first world problems, and his first world problem was that the up button or the down button on his Apple TV remote control wasn't working anymore. So he's got a new one. That's great news. Amazing the things that inconvenience us in life. What is your good news? This is Good News Friday. Bum ba-dum, bum 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 ba-dum. Now, where are we going next? Bum 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 bum. Joey, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Joey?
How are you, Adrian? How are you?
Joey, what is your good news?
I'm going to be best man at my best friend's wedding there. He's getting married to Brian.
Okay, very good. And you, when were you asked?
I was asked yesterday.
You were asked yesterday. And how did you feel about being asked?
Oh, fantastic. It was, yeah, fantastic. It's absolutely delighted for him.
It's a lovely compliment to be asked to be a best man, isn't it?
Yeah, first time now I've been asked, you know, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, really, really chuffed.
Yeah, very good. Now, have you thought about, like, speeches and stuff like that?
Not at the moment.
Does that freak you out a bit?
Yeah, I'd be a bit bricking it, yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's not the way my speech turned out for my mate's wedding about 10 years ago. And I had this whole speech prepared. And before I gave my speech, I introduced him to say a few words, yeah?
Yeah.
And what did he do? He said absolutely everything that I had in my speech. I was left with nothing to say. So I hope it doesn't turn out like that for you. So
I have to sweat even thinking about it now.
Yeah, I know. It is a bit nerve-wracking. And I'm, you know, I'm used to speaking on the radio. I'm used to speaking on stage and stuff like that. But I found the best man speech nerve-wracking. I really did. I was a nervous wreck.
You'd easily need 4 or 5 points beforehand.
Yeah, don't have too many now as you make it easy to yourself.
I'll try not to.
All right, fair. When's the wedding on?
It's next August.
Next August. Obviously, you've plenty of time to prepare for it.
Loads of time to get prepared, you know.
All right, Joey, good to... And congratulations on being asked to be a best man.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
What is your good news? Call us right now on 6797-981. And as I said, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. This is from Anthony with two bits of good news.
Good news Friday, lads. It's my son Fury's first birthday today, so I'm absolutely ecstatic for him. And also, on a different note, the team that I manage, we've a big game tonight because the team that are top of the table lost last night. So, we went tonight and we could really be up there. Get in there!
And we just don't know the name of the team, though. So congratulations to the team that have a big match tonight. We don't know the name of the team to actually congratulate them in advance. Orla is in Rathfarnham. Orla, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Orla?
I'm good. And yourself?
Orla, what is your good news?
My son, who's only 6, Caden, has reached the semi-final of his mini World Cup tournament in the football club.
Oh, very good.
And straight after that, he's got his very first boxing fight in his club tonight as well.
Wow, how old is he?
6.
Oh my God, he's an all-round good sports star.
So it's a bit of an exciting day all round for him.
And come here, the mini World Cup, are they split into different countries or what way does it work?
Yeah. So he's playing for Argentina.
Ah,
and they're playing against Austria tonight.
Oh, sure. No wonder they're doing really well. Argentina, one of the best teams in the world. That's brilliant. So they're in the semi-finals of the Mini World Cup. And
then straight after he boxes with Whitechurch Boxing Club and he's his very first boxing fight tonight.
Wow. That's amazing. Actually, it was a conversation we only had on the programme last week. I don't know if you heard it, Orla. We were talking about kids in boxing. How do you feel about him? Well, obviously, you got him involved in it. Are you nervous about him? Are you nervous about him having his first fight? It just seems very young to me at 6.
Yeah, like as in, I am a bit nervous, but we went to watch another kind of fight night, and it's not that. When I say violent, at his age group, it's very, when I say kid, not kid friendly, but like they only do 3 1-minute rounds.
Right.
And they're very like, if the ref sees like that they're going too aggressive, they actually stop it.
Right.
And I think it's up until about age 10 or 11, it's a bit kind of, it's not as aggressive from what I've seen so far. Mm. Yes, of course, as a mother, I'm going to be nervous, but it's what he likes and what he seems to be good at.
And is it something he asked to do? Did he ask to be involved?
Yeah, like his cousin, you see, would box. So he's kind of watched on his cousin. And then he asked one day, can he do it? So I looked it up and there's a club local to us.
All right, well, best of luck to him. I'm dying to hear how that goes, actually. Because it's a big thing for a mammy to let her little boy get into boxing. So I'd love to know how he gets on. Done, Orla. Thanks very much for your good news.
Thanks, William.
What is your good news? This is Good News Friday on 98 FM. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Elaine is in Port Marnock. Elaine, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm great. I love Fridays. My favourite day of the week. Elaine, what is your good news?
I got my son, who has autism, into school, into the preschool, in an ASD unit, and it's like winning the lottery.
Amazing. How long have you been waiting?
A year.
And I know this
year
is
a year trying to get him in.
I know this is a problem that so many parents are going through. So many parents waiting so long, not knowing where their child is going to go in September.
Yeah.
But finally, how old is your son?
He is 4.5.
Four and a half.
So he'll do preschool year and then start in junior infants. It's not even that the units are hard to get into. Trying to get a preschool unit is even harder.
Well, I'm delighted for you. And like I said, I know there are many parents listening to us right now who still don't know where their child is going to be going. So, I'm delighted to hear some bit of good news. Well done, Elaine. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. It's Good News Friday. And I'd love to hear from you with your good news. We'll squeeze in a few more. Good News Friday. Hi, I've got my money back today from the bank after I forgot to take €200 from the bank machine last Tuesday, says Powell. I've done it. You go up to the ATM, you type in the amount you want, and it gives you back your card, and you just walk away, and you forget all about the money. And then you walk down the road, realise, forgot the money, run back to the ATM, and the money's gone, because the machine actually sucks it back into it again, if it's not taken out. But, I've done it myself. It wasn't £200, it was £20. Olivia, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Olivia?
Hey, Adrian.
Olivia, what is your good news?
I have my kids ready to go back to school before they finish.
Here, it's only the 14th of June, Olivia.
I know, yeah.
So you have everything boxed off for next September.
I haven't everything boxed. I've only one or two little more bits to get now. But I'll have it all in by next week before they finish.
How organised are you?
The week. I know.
You probably have the Christmas tree up already, have you?
No, that'll be done by October. I tried to get Christmas done by the end of October.
Do you?
Yeah.
Last year,
by Halloween, I had Christmas ready.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't put the tree up till December now.
Right, but you have everything in, everything got. That's amazing.
It's a weight, you know what I mean? I have two, and they're kind of junior and senior infants, or senior and first. So I just get them all in. I started picking up about 2 weeks ago, and the school book lists came out on Wednesday. And the only reason I didn't order them yesterday is because I had a problem finding one book. So I put in the order there this morning now. So
I know there's loads of people listening would wish they were that organised. Most people actually get their school organised like the week before back
can't
to school.
Do last minute.
The only thing I'm ever totally organised for is a holiday. I'm packed for my holiday a month in advance.
I do that as well. Yeah,
oh, do you?
I do that as well. Yeah. I'd start packing now probably a month beforehand, and I still find stuff to do the day before.
Yeah. But
the majority will be packed at least start of the month.
All my stuff packed, so I know the stuff that I can't wear for the next couple of weeks because it's all packed away already. So tough.
But that's the only thing
I'm ever organised for is going on a holiday. Good to talk to you, Olivia.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Thanks very much indeed. And a couple more good news Friday stories. Where is this now? Oh yeah. Hi, on Monday night I got three wins. I got three wins, 350, and I'm off to Carrick on Shannon today with my good mate, says that message. I'm not sure what that means. I won 350. Hardly a lot of money. My 7-year-old is having his tonsils and adenoids out next Thursday. No more sleep apnea and snoring, and a restful night's sleep for both of us. Happy Friday, says that message. And here is some good news from Annette.
Hi, guys. My good news Friday is Kyle made it to his school trip on time. He was up and dressed at 10 to 6 this morning, and his bus was leaving from school after 9. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you very much indeed. And finally, my good news is we are flying off to Lanzarote on Tuesday, myself, my wife and the 3 kids, on our first sun holiday since 2005. And that's from Stephen and Swords. Stephen, that's amazing. That is amazing news. And then one last message from Naya, I think it is. My good news this Friday is I have just finished my leaving cert, and it went great. Isn't that fantastic news? And isn't it great to really the last day? Now, I know some people have a few more exams maybe next week, but some are finishing today. That is great news that you are finished the leaving, and more importantly, that it went well. And finally, good news Friday, one more week till payday. Really? You get paid on the 21st of the month. Or maybe you get paid every 2 weeks. Anyway, one more week till. I hope I haven't ruined it for you. Next week is only the 21st. And maybe you don't get paid till the 28th. Just saying. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. And that was Good News Friday.
Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.